How's it going, America? Welcome to the fourth episode of the FPSA show. On a hiatus for a little while, but back in full effect. I'm Samrad here with my buddy Joe.
Yo, yo.
And, you know, every time we do these things, I get this really, really, like, funny feeling in my stomach before we start recording. It's kind of like this little nervous, jittery, you know, like, tingle in my stomach.
You ever
get that?
Probably because I don't have any content to talk about, so that's why I get nervous. I don't want you to get mad at me.
Oh, he's fear of failure, Joe. That's cute.
Yeah, I mean... Well, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, you haven't failed yet. You're doing fine.
Oh, thanks.
And yeah, it's just all about like what we're going to do, what we're going to say. It gives me like a little nervous tingle. But once that record button gets hit and the mic's in my hand, it's just smooth. So
that nervous tingle is actually, you have to go to the bathroom. Did you already go?
I did.
Okay.
So yeah.
We're set.
I pee it out and I talk a lot when I'm nervous.
I get hungry
when I'm nervous too. I eat. So yeah, we're back in the fourth episode. This one, we've got a lot to talk about actually. A lot of results from... the contest that we had last week.
The great contest, yes.
Let's start with that. Some updates on what happened last week. My brother was called out by Fernando Vargas.
Yes, I remember that.
It was a very rowdy press conference.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Luckily, I just advise everyone out there, if you're going to be around a boxer who's pissed off, be behind him. Not in the way of his jab or his hook.
Yeah, stay in his... in his ass region, because he can't reach back there.
It's his blind spot. And so that's what we were doing. And my brother got called out. And we actually were going to feature the battle between my brother and Fernando Vargas this week. But all hell broke loose in the studio.
Yeah. I don't know. I got punched. I don't know. I got knocked out. I don't know what happened after that.
So yeah, we're gonna break all this down a little bit later on. But yeah, just let you guys know the contest. We got the email results back from the funniest morning after drinking story.
It was cool. It was cool reading through all those. Thanks to all those people.
A ton. And by the way, those of you who are in Sweden, we can't read your language. I'm not exactly what you guys think we like. We can't translate that language.
Google Translator did not do a good job at it.
It was terrible.
It's just all kept talking about puppies and
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that might be your funny story.
Yeah, but there was way too many adjectives and just not enough verbs. It didn't make any sense. So please try and write us in English next time. But yeah, we'll get all to all that. So episode 4 is underway, Joe. Let's kick it.
Let's go.
It's on like Donkey Kong. And
you got it?
Damn it.
Hi, is Stacy there? This is the Chad.
This is she. Hi, Chad.
What's up?
What's up?
So, I'm sure you know this and everything, because, like, I'm the quarterback, and
yeah.
I was wondering, you know, last night when I threw, like, my 7 touchdowns.
That was,
you know,
so awesome.
Yeah, I know. When I, after I did my touchdown dance, you know that dance that I do?
Oh, yeah. I saw your ass. I saw it.
It's pretty fucking hot, I know. And so after I did that dance, I gave my bro a high five and looked over at you and I was like, just realized that, you know, I'm the quarterback and like you're like the head cheerleader.
Hell yeah.
I was like, maybe we need to go to prom together, you know, it's just the right thing.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Because I got like this totally freaking sweet motel room.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And like, it's got like this massage thing on the bed and like, I got like a ton of quarters.
I'm insane. Oh my god.
Yeah, you know what's down. I'm gonna hook it up and I'm gonna get you like pretty wasted, so don't worry about it.
Oh my god, yes.
My bro's gonna hook us up with some booze because he goes to college, you know, and he's got all the shit and it's gonna be good, you know. So just if you got like really pink underwear, that's what I like.
Well, yeah, I do. I can wash it and stuff.
Yeah, and just remember, like, you know, help you swallow. That's all I'm gonna say. And
What'd you say?
I'm the quarterback. Just remember that.
Right.
Okay.
No, wait. What was that one thing that you said?
You know, when you like swallow, right? Like, you know.
Like, what do you mean? I don't.
Because like college girls swallow, and if you want to be down with me, like when we go to college, then you gotta like prove it now. You know, like I'm gonna be a big deal in college because the Chad's a big deal. You know.
Oh. Okay. I guess I could practice or something.
Yeah. So. Just remember that.
I have a Labrador.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I'm gonna pick you up, and I'll just see you later then.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna get it on.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
So last week's freestyle battle press conference was a complete disaster.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree? I mean, we got nothing accomplished. My brother showed up for the recording of that freestyle battle, and there was a total brawl. I mean, it was so bad that even Neighborhood Watch showed up.
He was yelling.
He was using profanities, of which I've never heard.
He started calling people Captain Crunch.
I can't. What? How derogatory is it to be called Captain Crunch?
It's totally derogatory. It's like calling me Count Chocula. It's like, I don't want to be called Count Chocula.
But Captain Crunch is more delicious. I don't see what you're talking about. I'm not picking it up, Joe.
Well, but okay.
Either way, it was terrible.
It was frustrating to me.
Yeah, and so we try to hold a freestyle battle here in the studios. And the reason we have nothing to show you guys or to play on the air is because it was just a complete, it just ended up being a fist fight. It was a complete brawl.
He brought his crew, and I was like, no way, we're not going to get anything done.
Yeah, and then my brother looked to us to have his back, and we jetted. We got ice creams down the street.
I was out. I got ice creams.
I got a Flintstone pop down the street. I was like, peace out, bro. And unfortunately, my brother's in the hospital, and that's not, you know, it's a bad situation, but he'll make it through. And so if you guys want to see photos of what went down in the studios, we had a cameraman here, Greg, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, he snapped a great, great action shot of what was going down. So check out the website, either fpsa.blogspot.com or joeyhernandez.info. We'll have the photos up there when we post this air. There's podcast and everything. So anyways.
Yeah, someone's doing pretty well with his MC stuff.
Yeah, you know what? He totally is. He's actually completely... The fame he's gotten from this show, he's just used that to make his own.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, you know, people are asking about Dave. They're asking about Salwan too. They're looking up his MySpace profile.
You know, that makes me think about certain. Right now, like our fan here who's in the studio with us is going through Us Weekly, and there's an article in there actually about famous brothers.
Right. Yeah.
So like, you know, brothers who are very, very popular, and other brothers who spun off that fame and made their own fame out of it.
Like who?
Well, like mainly I'm looking at, for instance, there's of course John Madden.
Yeah, famous, he has the whole Madden franchise.
Huge.
Voice, pretty much the voice of the NFL.
He is. And he's his own video game line. He's crazy, you know? And his brother, a lot of people don't actually know, Steve Madden, who was actually the outcast child of the family.
He makes shoes.
He makes women's shoes.
Yes.
And you can see how that might be a disappointment in the eyes of Papa Madden. But but he's making a lot of loot selling shoes.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So like he's doing his own thing off the fame of his brother, and this is great, you know, it's up for his business. Yeah, and there's other ones, of course, other famous ones.
You know, everyone knows Jack Bauer from 24 fame, and
that's right.
He's all over the internet. Just type in Google Jack Bauer and it'll just self-destruct your computer.
All up in my DVR, too. I can't. All I see is Jack Bauer on my DVR.
Yeah, and so no one really knows about his brother, but he's pretty popular. It's Eddie Bauer.
Eddie Bauer is killing it with clothing.
And he makes his own, what is that, the Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer edition?
Yeah, he does a whole interior for the Explorer.
Damn.
And just all off the fame of his brother who's a TV, you know, who's saving the world.
That's what you get.
It's awesome. So, and then there's also another one I don't think a lot of people know about.
What's that?
The third one. This one's a little bit of a, I had to do a lot of digging in the archives of American history and the annals of immigration papers and whatnot.
Annals.
I like saying that word. It looks like annals, but it's annals. And we found that, well, I actually dug up some Ellis Island records. And during the
Patriot Act, right?
Yeah, thanks to the Patriot Act, it was freed up, the documents were. And during the influx of Japanese into America in the 1950s.
Because they came in through New York.
Yeah,
they went the long way.
Oh, I mean, Angel Island. My bad. They got discounts going the other way. Land is cheaper than water.
Oh, okay. They went over the Bering Strait, across Canada, and did it down to New York.
Naturally.
We got
how else would they find?
Okay, go, let's go.
And anyways... Back then, Vera Wang's family actually came to the U.S., and there was a lot of name-changing going on because they had a hard time understanding accents of people of Japanese descent.
The famous dress designer.
Famous dress designer, I'm sorry, Vera Wang.
Yeah.
Very big deal. There's all these Oscar dresses or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, what people don't know is that she was actually one of the few people in her family to keep the Wang name. When they came to the U.S., it was actually changed to Wayne.
Wayne,
really? W-A-Y-N-E. And not a lot of people know this, but her grandmother had a child, it was a love child actually, with this kung fu superhero guy. And their son, Bruce, just completely, like, recently came out into the public, and Bruce Wayne told everyone that he is related in blood to Vera Wang, and he's not using that popularity to rebirth the Batman franchise.
He doesn't really need the money because he has Wayne Industries.
Right, and Wayne Manor is a bong, huge place, and it's just, like, ridiculous that he's, you know, just feeding off his illegitimate sister's...
Well, who is really feeding off of who? I think they're both it's at just, that level.
You're right. It's a give and take kind of using thing going on. So
yeah, that's a very popular family.
Yeah, I think it's great. But anyways, that's a really interesting thing that, like, you know, famous brothers and whatnot that's coming off it.
Yeah.
And so yeah, let's go on.
All right.
I have no idea what the point that was.
And here is Ramon's Fresh Beat, sponsored by Subway. Fresh Beats.
Now that Joe's done looking for a hard drive on CNET.com, we can get to the music. This is a track that comes off of Sublime's old album from 1994 called Robin the Hood. It's a very, very rare album. I think it might be out of print. Actually, it was reissued through the label. So you can go ahead and pick it up. The album's called Cisco Kid. To me, it's a classic. I grew up with this stuff. This track was huge to me in high school. I had a little sub in my car, and it was a big deal to bump this track. So check it out. Cisco Kid from Sublime back in 90.
Hitting you old school.
94 was when this was released, so check it out.
The Cisco Kid.
That can't resist swapping lead just to see if they're faster with a six gun than Cisco is.
Hey, does somebody find out Cisco the fastest?
Well, that's one stop from trying, Pancho. Like Slade here. He fancies himself as fast on the draw as a quarter horse taken after a stray.
That one that can be Cisco.
Well, what's the matter? Can't the Cisco kid talk for himself? Is that how you got your reputation, Cisco, by having your partner build you up?
I make no claim to a reputation, senor.
And no one has to talk for me. The Cisco Kid. The kid part of it fits you from the way you act.
I have met with your kind before. You will put an hombre if you think he will not fight you.
You're making big talk for an hombre who won't fight.
You are wrong, Slade. I'll fight you any place, any time. If there is a good reason.
Well, here's a fistful of reason.
This fish, you wise fish, you'll get you, Mowry.
Here now, you two, quit that.
As soon as I finish off this Cisco Kid, you are the one that is finished, you braggart.
No.
Wait a second. Is that a good push?
All right, you two, that's enough. Let him alone, Cisco.
I won't forget this, Cisco. I'll take this up with you another time.
Anytime, hombre. I'll be glad to accommodate you.
I'll make it soon, Cisco.
Cash, keep your mouth shut. That's what I mean, Cisco.
Chad, so leave a message and the Chad might get back to you. If you're like a chick, tell me how big your boobies are when you leave a message and maybe I'll call you back. Have a good day. Peace.
Hi Chad, this is Stacy. I think you already know my boobie size. Yeah, I'm really stoked about prom. Oh my god, I got the best pink dress. I'm gonna be looking so cute for you. And if you knock me up, we'll have cute, really like bunny babies. Oh my god, it's gonna be so cute. Oh my god, I'm so practicing swallowing right now. Let's see. I guess, let's see here. We'll have a really good time, and then after, we still have some time together. We can, like, you know, spend our life together, and we can build a house, and, you know, we'll have a picket fence and dogs and little kittens running in the front yard, and, it'll be really fun. It'll be really fun. I think, we'll have a really good time. Okay, I gotta go. I'm gonna get dressed and clean my badge. I'll talk to you at night. All right, bye.
And now, American Idol's open mic night audition in the metropolitan city of Zepeton 3.
All right, y'all, it's great to be out here in the big city of Zepeton 3. I tell you what, I came all the way out here from the country of Zaragon 5 with my homie Ezekiel. My brother cousin told me that the country's where it's at. That's where you gotta go if you wanna get found, be on American Idol and whatnot. So that's what I'm trying to do. So thanks for having us open mic night. And I'd appreciate if you don't give me no middle fingers. Thank you very much. Let's do this. Drop it as easy. Oh yeah. This reminds me of Moon Cropping on the Dust of Zepeton 5. Whisper of a good friend to the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind. There's no comfort in the truth. Pain is all you'll find. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. Should've known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance I've been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you. Oh yeah. Let's clap all three of your hands, ladies and gentlemen. Bring it back, Zeke. I feel so unsure as you take my hand and lead me to the dance floor.
As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen and your lips said goodbyes.
Never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Oh, see, though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. I should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I've been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the may I dance with you.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Break it down, boy.
I am.
Help me get down.
I am.
Yeah. You know what? Tonight the music seems so loud. Wish that we could lose this crowd. Maybe it's better this way. We hurt each other with the things we want to say. Could have been so good together. Could have lived this dance forever. Now who's gonna dance with me? Yeah, yeah. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend. No, you're not a fool. I should have known better than to cheat a friend. Waste the chance that I've been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you. No, I'm never.
Don't you ever
strike. No, I'm never.
No, you never
gonna dance the same way. The way I dance with you. That's right, Z. The way I dance with. The way I dance with. Your mother slash my cousin slash my auntie.
All that.
You. Muchas gracias.
Peace.
And now the second fresh beat, also sponsored by Subway. Here is a kind of a rock, funky, hip-hop, kind of a mescalicious go.
Yeah, great intro. This Shit. Track is, next one's picked up from a compilation I got a while ago. It's called The Funky 16 Corners. It was put together by DJ known as Cut Chemist. This track is by Spider Harrison. Now, I dug around the internet for more info on Spider Harrison, what he's all about, and it's really hard to find. All I know is that he was a part of the Philadelphia Soul movement in the 70s, and he was barely ever heard of again after that. So if you can pick up this compilation, it's probably the best way to get a hold of Spider Harrison. The track's called Beautiful Day, and there is nothing like driving in your car on a sunny day with this track playing on your way to play some softball.
I like it.
It's a very good track. It makes you put a smile on your face for sure. So here it is.
Nice.
Beautiful Day by Spider Harrison.
I wanna tell you.
Story, best morning after drinking contest is Bobby Burke.
That's right. Bobby wrote us in. He's also known as the bearded man. If you ever see this guy, this dude's 18 going on, 21 going on 40.
Yeah, he looks really old.
Anyways, he has this story that he sent us. It's pretty gnarly, dude. I feel bad for you, Bob. You need to lay off the booze.
He does have a problem, though.
Yeah, he's Irish.
He's on the juice.
Yeah. I think he got on the wagon when he was like 10, which is what. That's a bad start. Rough middle school.
Yeah.
And he was getting into bars when he was like 11 years old because of his beard. But
they didn't even check his ID.
Nah. Because they say if you look over 30, they don't check IDs.
Yeah.
So he's fine. the story comes, he actually went to school for a while at the University of Hawaii in Manoa, which is a great campus. I love it. But he writes us about this one Cinco de Mayo he had. Pretty wild time, considering he's not even Mexican. which is like, I figured it was been St. Patty's Day, you know,
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
No, Cinco de Mayo. Because he's very, you know, he's off the diversity. He's a big diversity kind of guy. I don't know what that means, but anyways, the story was about the Cinco de Mayo next morning. So here's what happens that night. He says they had a massive night of drinking. They did shots, beer bong, shotguns, you name it, and that was all before they even left the place. So the last thing he remembers was throwing his shirt over his shoulder because his friend sprayed him with a hose because he had thrown up already on his shirt. Okay. Now this is how the night began. Okay, it began with if you're getting hosed by your friend because you puked on your shirt, maybe you should just not go out anymore.
That's a bad sign.
It's a good start, so the next morning he wakes up in his bed in boxers, feeling like shit and wondering how he got there. Right, so he had obviously blacked out, had no idea what happened.
Of course,
he found out from his friends, as most of us have done, and we go back and ask our friends the question, "What happened?"
That's the only way to find out.
Yeah. So what he said is his friends told him that they didn't. They basically tried to put him in bed because he was just being ridiculous and just puking, but he wouldn't stay in bed. He left his room, and the last thing his friend saw was him walking to the bathroom down the hall. Then they were like, "Oh, he's okay, you know, no big deal." So he climbed back into. He went back to his room after going to the bathroom, and before he got into bed, though, he kneeled down in front of his bed and started to throw up. He threw up all over the place.
Right, yeah.
And each time he did, he heaved and hit his head against the bed frame. Because this is like basically throwing up under someone's bed, like his bed. He's like puking under his bed. And now he writes, here's where the real funny part starts, is that he says, you might say, so what's the big deal, right? You threw up in your dorm room. Well, it wasn't his dorm room.
Oh.
Yeah. He accidentally went into one room too soon. And of all rooms he could go into, he went into his RA's room.
Oh! Yeah.
threw up all over his RA's floor, almost cracked his head open by, like, hitting it against the bed frame. His RA came in, saw this, and almost tried to kill Bob by hitting him with a phone.
Because did he know? He probably didn't know that it was Bobby, like, just vomiting in his room.
Yeah, you know, and here's what explains paints a picture in this next sentence right here. He says... So what do you do with a half-naked guy who passed out drunk who is thrown up all over your room?
Well, I know, but...
He called campus security, and they hauled Bob's ass back to bed, and the RA cleaned up the mess.
What a cool RA.
So, Bobby, yeah, seriously, I would kick his ass first, gotten some good licks, and been like, I don't know, man, this guy just showed up all bloody and shit in my room and started puking. I think he got mugged. You might want to put an APB out. Bobby ends with saying, results from the night, 20 plus beers plus don't even remember how many shots equals good story and a mild concussion the next day.
And that's Bobby.
You are an Irish when you celebrate other people's days of independence harder than they do. You are down, Bob. So Bob has scored himself a shirt from Jinx.com.
Sweet.
Courtesy of Dave the Turntable Slave. We're going to have to hook that up for you, Bob. Get us. Go ahead and check out the website and see what you like. Send us an email at thefpsashow@gmail.com with a link to the shirt you want, and we'll hook you up, dude. And for all you send in stories, thanks a lot. We've got some good laughs, and we'll definitely feature some more in the outtakes episodes. Stay tuned for that, actually.
That should be the next episode or the one after that.
Yeah, we have enough good cut material to have a good episode of it.
And
so.
Half of it is regarding Dave.
A laugh it is. You know, Dave...
A.K.A. the Turntable Slave.
Dave, I gotta tell you, Dave, he's got quite a bit of a cult following. I seriously, about once a day, receive some kind of a message, IM, email, something... Where somebody says that they love Dave. They want to hear more Dave on this show.
Yeah, the subject line is mainly RE regarding Dave.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. It's some sort of form of that. And it's like, wow.
Dave, you got a huge cult following, bro. So we're going to have Dave back on the show. And it's all good. Yeah, that's it for the contest. Thanks a lot for all you guys.
Nice job, Bobby.
Yep. Number four is in the bag. Another amazing show.
Sweet job, man.
Definitely always a good time. I'll give a little shout out. Let's do the roll call here. Check out Joe's site, joeyhernandez.info.
Check out Sermod's site, fpsa.blogspot.com.
Email the both of us with questions, concerns, rants, raves, sexual advances. If you do, however, attach a photo. I'm not falling for that shit again.
The fatitude still is in play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me. Craigslist, want ads, women seeking men. They're all gross. Anyways, the email is thefpsashow@gmail.com. Almost forgot it. It's been a long time.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right, so that's it for four.
Hopefully you get our humor.
And hopefully we'll see you next week. Bye.
Peace.
Okay, that was an improper ending to the opening segment, but here's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say, so Joe hit the switches in the sixth full because we're about to start rolling down. You know what I mean?
One more time. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, so Joe hit the switches in the 6-4, get the flux capacitor warmed up, and hit the drives to warp 8 because we're about to get it on like James Bond playing Donkey Kong after hitting the bong.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.